Lessons from the Lev, Parshas Vayigash, Zois Chanukah. Hopefully a message that will last with us through the winter months and bitter winter months as we experience the anti-Semitism that has been rampant around the world and specifically in New York, New Jersey area, and certainly Jersey City a few weeks ago, and last night in Muncie. We daven for the cholim of that massacre, that horrible attack, and should have made Melitz Yosher for those families, Naftali Tzvi, Ben Gila, Shloimai Ben Shloima, Ben Vittel, Chaim Ben Vittel, Yosef Ben Peril, the Baruch Shalom, should send them a foolish name, Sok Shachar Yisrael, and should get out of this bitter gullus. Anti-Semitism should end in the world over. Also, happy birthday to a very special person in my life. Happy birthday to you. And this Torah should be in your zechus as well. The reunion between Yaakov and his son Yosef, his beloved son, is really, the stage is set, and it is so dramatic as it comes out. And the Pesukim tell us, Vayulum Mitzrayim Vayavo, Eretz Kanan El Yaakov, and they come and they greet him, and here it comes, Vayigdulov, and what do they say? Lomar, Od Yosef Chai. He's alive. V'chi, oh, and also, Hu Moshe B'chol Aretz. He's the viceroy of all of Mitzrayim. B'chol Aretz Mitzrayim. V'yishkod Libo, and he can't believe it, Lo Lamin Lahem. V'yom Yisrael, and he answers, what does Yisrael Yaakov answer? Rav Oid Yosef B'ni Chai. Says Rav Shimshon Pinchas and his wonderful Sefer Tiferes Shimshon. Hine Achim, the brothers, Sipru LeYaakov Shnei Devarim. They told him that your son is alive, Od Yosef Chai. But it wasn't just the term Od Yosef Chai, your son's alive, the way it was said, Od Yosef Chai. Chazal remind us, similar to, for example, we've heard the words Ben Ish Chai, but Kemoshen Emar, Uben Yahu Ben Yehoyada Ben Ish Chai. Chazal tell us in Brachas Tafit Ches, V'sich Chatzalta Daikos Ben Meis, Ela Shadike Mafilu B'Misosim Koyim Chayim, V'seh She'oimrim Od Yosef Chai, She'oime B'Sidkoi. That when they were, brothers were saying to him, not only is Yosef alive, but he's a tzaddik. Yosef maintained through the difficulty of his life, the difficulty of all the challenges until he would see this dream that he had come to fruition, a really difficult time. And it is quite amazing when we think about the trials and tribulations that Yosef goes through, not until Parshas Miketz does he see a case to that. He is sold. He is brought into Potiphar's house. He has to struggle with Ashes Potiphar. He gets put into jail. Sarah Mashkim, Sarah Oifin. Sarah Mashkim doesn't remember him. And finally, he becomes the viceroy of all of Egypt. And we see that when the brothers say to him, and when, by the way, Dad, Tati, he's Moshe B'chol Aretz, Yaakov doesn't care. His answer is, Rav Oid Yosef Ben Yichai. Rav V'dayli Bezeh, says Rav Pinchas. Maspikli, Mashehu Chai V'oime B'sitkoi. The famous Agalot, which you learn about, of course, referring to the last Gemara they learned, the last Sugya that they learned, about Eglo Arufa, to, as Rashi tells us, Simon Masar Lahem, Shaya Oisek, they were Oisek on this Peirush, and there's many different interpretations of what exactly this meant. Why Dafke Glorufa? But he reminded that I'm still holding and learning. He told over that when Rav Soloveitchik was away from his father, they would write letters to each other, Chidushim, in Torah. It went on, there's stories that are told. Rav Moshe would sell these Chidushim, initially even said it, if I'm not mistaken, in his own name, because nobody could believe that such a young person was saying this unbelievable chidushim. But that was the chius when he was in Berlin. The same thing. The chius was that he knew that he was still learning the Torah. And here, all Yaakov cared about was the fact that he was a tzaddik. Masha chashuv b'emeseh shu omed b'sidkoi, as we said. And everything else is just commentary. And therefore, the Torah tells us, and we learn from Avinu Hazaken, the Saba Kadisha, She'ein yitaron v'kovoid amisi bibanim bibanos im habein sar hu ashir gadol. It's not covered to the father if the son had become a very wealthy person. Of course, we all hope that our children are supported and they do well. But if they're in the Congress or the Senate, God forbid, or in MK, rak b'toy reisu ma'asim toivim, that's what we care about. You know, when I was a child, I didn't always do so well in school, but my parents always taught when they came home, the most important thing was, what did your teacher say your midos were? Recently, we had the weeks here in Israel of parent-teacher conferences, and to us, the biggest nachas is that when the teacher speaks while your child is doing so well, you know, in some cases we said, wait, are you sure you have the right child? What kavod, what derech eretz they have, how they talk, how... that's more important than any grade that a child can get. The nachas ruach of a parent, says Rav Pinchas, a Jewish parent, ha'oreha yudi hu rak ka'asher habanim hoichim b'derech ha'toyra. Zeh ha'kovet ha'amiti la'horim b'simchatam kan b'olam hazeh. V'yoyser mizeh l'olam haba l'netzach nitzachim. And therefore we understand why Yaakov Avinu says, I don't care about the other things. He cared about the fact that his son was a tzaddik, and he stayed on the proper path. Oh, that is the Cheshbon Rabbim. That is the Iker of all. And there's a great lesson here. There's a great lesson in life, and there's a great lesson that I think Chanukah is all about. Because Rav Asher Weiss says something very, very beautiful in his Sefer, in his Drush Sefer on Chanukah. And it's a question that we all should have had. On Zois Chanukah, I remember when I was a little bit literal-er, when I was a little younger. So I remember that when it came to the Kriyas HaTorah, I thought it was so cute how everything fit in perfectly. Biyam HaRishon, Biyam HaSheni, Biyam HaShlishi, oh. And then you got to Zoyz Chanukah, and of course they read the eighth day, and then wait a minute, they continued, 9, 10, 11, 12, wait, it continues, and they read all of Bahaloscha, and we actually stop our Kriyas HaTorah, we continue it, because we read Bahaloscha Saneiros. But we know that when it comes to this Neiros that we read on Zoyz Chanukah, that we read the famous Ramban, Rashi comments as well, that there was a Chalishas Adas of Aaron HaKoyen. And he realized in the Siyam, we're bringing all these wonderful presents to the Rabbanu Shalom. What about him? And we learned that the Neiros of Chanukah and the Neiros of Mikdush are one and the same in a certain way. And after the Shechar of Beis HaMikdash, as Rav Asher Weiss, with Bitl HaKorbanos, Menoris HaMo'or, Holechas U'Meira B'Neiros Chanukah. Our Chanukah candles are not simply a Persume Nisa, something that we're trying to remember a Nes that happened, but that yearning, the Chuka for the Beis HaMikdash. HaNeiros HaLo L'Kodesh Heim means La'olam Yesh Behem Mikdushas HaKodesh V'HaMikdash. Habayis Charov, we don't have a Mizbeach, we don't have a Shulchan, HaShulchan Shoymeim, but they have the menorah, lo bitla. And we have this mitzvah every year. And the Ramban says, Lama nisra parshas hamenorah lechanukas hanesiyim, lefi the Aaron hakoyen, bechanukas hanesiyim chalishas dato, shalaya imahem, amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chayech, be happy, shalcha gedola mishalahem, sheata madlik umeitiv es haneiros boiker ve'erev, you're going to light the menorah. Loshen Rashi v'midrash Agada. That's what we learned. But says, V'lulit Barar, Lama? What was the Necham of the Neiros? Why did he say the Neiros? Why didn't he say the Korbanos? Why didn't he say the Ketoiros? Why didn't he say Avodas Yom Kippurim? Why Dafka the Neiros? So says the Ramban famously, Aval Inyun ha'agada hazel l'drosh remez min ha'parsha. Al Chanukah shel Neiros shehais v'bayis sheni Al yidei Aaron Abanov, Ratzu Lomar Chashmanim Kain Gadol Abanov, Orisa Oid Bilamdoi, Ki Medrash Rabba says, Omer Lo Shakadosh Baruch Hu Lemoshe Lach Lecha, Omer La Aaron, that Tireh L'Gedolim Izeh, you're not going to believe what's going to happen. The Neiros L'Olam will be there, they're going to light it on Chanukah Einu Mevatlim. The Ramban is saying the Neiros Chanukah is not just a Zikaron Bilvad, but Lezecher Hanes, Ella, they're also Neiros HaMikdash. Haneiros Li'olam, Al Mupenei Aru Ya'iru. They will come back each and every year. Chanukah reminds us of this. And it's interesting to note that Rav Asher Weiss points out that the Chalishas Hadas, he was a little bit saddened. And Hashem says, be happy, you would think, because the Neis Dafka was done, not only did Shevet Yehuda, which normally was the ones who fought the wars, but Dafka al Shevet Levi, the Kohanim, the Chashmonoim, they were the ones that fought, they were nothings. Just heard an unbelievable idea. Somebody who met the Chafetz Chaim said that he heard the Chafetz Chaim say that one of the regrets I had in my life, he was 85 years old already, that I didn't stand up to the army of Stalin because of what Stalin was doing and taking away Yahadus. I should have gone to the soldiers and done something. If you hear this, you laugh at that. The Chafetz Chaim at 85, what is he going to do? But that's the story of the Chashmonaim. Who were they? They were Ketanim compared to the Giboyrim. They met him. But they did a tremendous amount because they believed in themselves. But, says Rav Asher Weiss, what does it have to do with us? Who lights the menorahs? It's not just the Kohanim nowadays that light the menorahs. We all light the menorahs. So I was wondering that maybe you could use the famous Rambam, the Rambam's Lashon, and says that we all are Shevet Levi now. We all have to take over a Shevet Levi in our world now, in our gullus, that we have to learn the Torah, we have to do the mitzvahs like a Shevet Levi. We have to commit ourselves to that. And we are the shluchim of Aaron HaKohen, of Shevet Levi now. Yes, they're the ones who instituted this mitzvah. This is really a mitzvah of Torah. He has another piece where he explains that this is it. This is the holiday of Torah. Torah has to be increased during this time. And Rav Asher Weiss proves this in only the way Rav Asher Weiss can prove that really the whole etzim of the hadlaka is the Zecher LaMikdash that we have here. Rashi already says in Shabbos, on Daf Chabez, Amud Beis, Halakha Oysa Mitzvah, why does that mean? Why do we say that? Why do they say that when you light the candles, you can't pick them up and move them somewhere else? Because, Rashi says, because like the menorah, Kishe Eshachan B'menorah, in the Mikdash. And there are other rayas that he brings. The Ran says, how do we know? She'osu Lishtamish L'Oiro, because you weren't allowed to use the or of in the Mikdash, in the menorah. We light in the base Knesset, the Torah writes in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Aleph, in the base Knesset, Dafka Bidoroim, Zeichel Menorah Shehaisa Bidorom. We also light in the mornings, says Levushei Mordechai, Zeichel, the fact that it was lit in the morning as well. We have the custom of lighting of, I pointed this out in the smaller lessons from the Lev, of davening Mincha. I didn't point this, sorry, I put that at another place, that we daven mincha early. One of the reasons that's quoted is also because on Chanukah, it's keneged the tamid, shal ben arabayim, and then the neiros were lit. Normally, we don't have this problem. But on Shabbos you have the problem because you have to daven mincha first because that's when the menorah was lit again. V'chulu, it gives very, very beautiful reasons. That's all related. But what's the etzim idea? I think it's the same idea as Aaron HaKohen. It's the same idea that we just said by Yaakov Avinu. Aaron HaKohen had Chalishas Hadas, but what made him truly happy? Oh, it's Pashut what made him happy. That L'dori Doros, the Jews are going to continue learning your Torah. They can continue the ways of Aaron HaKohen, Ayiv Shalom, V'roidiv Shalom. They're going to beat Tzadikim. Oh, that's made him happy. Aaron HaKohen doesn't care what jobs they're going to have. And they're going to be great doctors and lawyers, and that's great Kiddush Hashem, and it's wonderful. And maybe they will be congressmen, and maybe they will be in the Knesset, and maybe they will. But are they learning my Torah? Are they lighting a menorah to increase the ore? So is Chanukah, the Svarim HaKadoshim, right? Extensively, the great tshuva that the day could have. And it's remarkable, the Torahs that are written on this day, and what can happen. And for example, the great Tifsei Tzedek writes, Tifsei Tzedek writes, that Zois Chanukah is so important because we're almost pointing Zekeli V'Anveyu. When we left Mitzrayim, we pointed Kiviyachot to the Ribono Shel, famous as we end Daf Yomi this week, the great Tzadikim who continued the Torah going, as the great Rav Meir Shapiro, Yeshivat Leva Torah, is going to be there, Mamish, on the day of the Siyam HaShas in his yeshiva, Chachmei Lublin. So, Zekeli V'Anveyu, the final Gemara tells us in Tanis, we're going to point the Zekeli V'Anveyu Ki'ilu when they were left Mitzrayim and they had Kriyas Yamsuf, they Kiviyachol pointed to the Ribono Shalom. When we pick up the Torah, we say, V'Zois HaTorah, this is the Torah, Shazam Moshe. That's Zois Chanukah, Moir Etzbo. It's like we lift our hands, we see it because the aura of the week was Megala to us. The greatness, and that's the tshuva. That's why the Svarim write about this idea. Yom Acharon, the Sfas Emes says, it's like a Shmini Atzeres, because we get it. We're there. And now the Shefa can start of the Rosh Hashanah that we had, because now we understand the Ora, the increasing of the Or, every single day, of our lives being Moisif V'Holich, of trying to reach the levels of a Yosef HaTzadik. Rav Meidan from Gush says, you know, everybody calls Yosef HaTzadik because he was a tzadik because of what happened with Esh Potifar. Who could withstand that? That's true. But he said he also was a tzadik because he was a tzadik. Because he had the open emunah and bitachon. When things were down, he always looked up. Literally, he was in a boar with akrovim and snakes. And he says, nah. And through that, his father says, he's still a tzadik. He's living in Mitzrayim. He's still a tzadik. Wow, that's amazing. That's the lesson over here, Rabbi Yisrael. That's a lesson. Certainly the events in the world, and specific to my hometown that I grew up in, New York, New Jersey, where I lived, it's getting us down. But we remind ourselves, Dafka Nebuch Lo Aleinu, but Dafka during these 8 days of Hanukkah, so many attacks, the ore. And it's true, despite the beautiful ore here in Eretz Yisrael, and I have to comment because it really is so gorgeous that we don't just see it in shuls. I was driving my son somewhere. I'm driving back. I'm looking every single house. Yes, I know it's from Apei Chemesh, but you see the ore lighting. I don't think I was driving at that time where every single house. But then it's not just that. I had to get gas. I go to the gas station. There's a huge menorah, not Stama menorah, you know, with electric lights. Somebody lit a menorah. Then I went to the supermarket to get something. They had lit a menorah there with beautiful oil. Everybody's got there. Baruch Hashem went to Kever Rachel today. Huge menorah that they lit. They had two menorahs, actually, that they light there. The or is there, Bachutz. We could see it. So outside of Eretz Yisrael, Shmad, it is true. We have to remind ourselves that we're lighting inside, because things aren't so pashut. And there's a whole real halachic discussion whether a person that's outside Eretz Yisrael should be lighting outside. Because we have to remind ourselves that it is a difficult time. We still are in Galus, but we have the candles. We have the Yaakov, that Saba Kadisha who reminds us, are you a tzaddik? Then you don't have to fear. You don't have to fear if you're on that level. So his Chanukah reminds us, if you had a great Chanukah, if you appreciated the Or, and you did everything you do, what does the Gemara tell us? Havi Tamidei Chachamim. You have a guarantee your children will be Tamidei Chachamim. Asks some of the great rabbis, well, wait a minute, I know people who were careful. No. They didn't really get it. Do I really want to be a tzaddik? That's all that's important. My desire to do that. Aaron HaKoyan is so happy because he says, ah, it's not just the Kayanim that are going to do it. There's going to come a time when there's going to be no Beis HaMikdash and still they're going to light a menorah years and years later. Zeichu LaMikdash, it really is. The menorahs in our home are a Mikdash Mat. Our Shulchan is a Mikdash Mat. Our homes are a Mikdash Mat. With that, we should be Zeichu to bring back Mashiach. The Chief Rabbi of Israel, Yitzhak Yosef, my father sent me a wonderful video, pointed out that Mashiach is Rasei Tovos of Shmonis Yimei Chanukah. The mitzvah of Neiris Chanukah. Madlikim Shmonis Yimei Chanukah. Mashiach. What's the inner thought of this? Not Stam, just a nice... The inner thought is that we understand what we're doing. We're bringing ore to the world. The famous Lubavitcher Rebbe, bringing that one candle, lights up an entire room. That's what our job is. L'takin elav v'malchut shakai. But more is the Torah and the mitzvahs that we're keeping. We're giving nachas ruach to a Yaakov, to a Yosef. We're tzaddikim. We're acting the appropriate way. We deserve that people look at us and say, wow, they're special, they're unique, they are the chosen people. Because of the way that we act and the way that we respond and the feeling we have, Nebuch Lo Aleinu, when one of our brothers is hurt, or Rachman al-Tzlan, not with us anymore. We should be zeicha that these oiras should be our meilat zeicha to in front of the Rabbonu Shalom, and we should truly see the true lining of the menorah. We should greet once again Aaron HaKoyen and Yaakov and Yosef and all the great tzaddikim of the time and see a Mashiach Zidkeinu b'schus of the Shemoneh Yimei Chanukah and Madlikim. We should keep the Or going despite the difficult times, despite it being the middle of the winter, and it should take us through this bitter winter, and we should see the Or, the Ayelas HaShachar, that will come out in Mirch Hashem soon with the building of the Beis HaMikdash, HaShlishi, V'mehei Rav Yameinu, Amen V'Amen.